This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got more on the Syrian conflict that began brewing even harder as Donald Trump sent over 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles into a Syrian airbase. I think it was, what, early this morning is what the news report said?
Yep.
So we got more to say about that. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
So, our folks, you know what? You got to just give me a verbal spanking whenever I give out the toll-free number because it is actually not working right now. A verbal spanking, Mark, is where you say tisk tisk or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, because our phones aren't working, but I've got the habit of saying the 855 number. The phones are down, and they are down hard. But we've got phone lines here in our Keene studio, and you can use this number to contact us. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we also have Skype. And if you call us on Skype, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us to some extent. So you can call Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first in order to get through to us on Skype. We'll approve that as soon as it pops up, or as soon as we notice it pop up. And, whoa, I don't know what the heck that noise was.
Is that the phones coming back?
I don't know. I'm going to press mute on that because that's definitely audio coming from our network there.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're having some difficulties over that way. Hopefully,
they're probably trying to fix it.
Yeah, hopefully that audio is not going on the satellite feed as well. So, yeah, we have problems here, but you can still join us. So we were sharing the story, this report from RT.com. Now, for those that don't know, RT stands for what?
Well, it at one point stood for Russia Today.
It still does. I mean, come on. It's not like
not.
You know, KFC still stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They changed their name to KFC because people in Beijing don't know where the hell Kentucky is. They needed to globalize. So,
I thought they changed it because they didn't want people to think about the word fried.
All right. The name of the restaurant is KFC.
Yeah, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, and everybody knows it. And so anyway, RT, Russia Today, reporting, and I think it's interesting to get their perspective on this.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're talking about the 59 missiles fired, that different numbers as far as how many people have died. Some say as few as six. Others say 9 civilian deaths, including 4 children, that according to Syria's SANA news agency. The office of Syrian President Bashar Assad called the strike reckless, irresponsible, and short-sighted, and that it was blatant aggression, stating that it makes the U.S. a partner of the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations. The governor of Homs in Syria told the Syrian state television that Syria's leadership and policy will not change as a result of the missile attack, pledging that the targeted airfield will be rebuilt and continue to play a role in fighting terrorists. Russia also condemned the strike, saying that it is suspending an agreement with the United States to prevent incidents and ensure flight safety during military operations in Syria. Under this agreement that has now been suspended, the two sides had been exchanging operations information, exchanging information about planned flights in the area. So now they will no longer be doing that, which could result in some surprises in the air, maybe, you know, conflicts up there. Who knows?
Accidents.
Accidents with quotes around it. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the strike reminds him of the 2003 invasion of Iraq, which was launched without approval from the UN Security Council. He went on to state that Washington has not presented any evidence to back its allegations that Damascus was behind the chemical attack. Iran, key ally of Assad, calls the strikes dangerous and destructive, saying they violate international law. And meanwhile, European countries have expressed support for the assault, including France, Germany, the United Kingdom, and Italy. They then provide a few tweets from the Ministry of Defense in, I believe, that probably is... I'm not sure who that is. Anyway, French President François Hollande and Assad said Assad bears full responsibility for the strike and that Russia should take it as a warning to push for a political solution to the Syrian conflict. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says the strike is a needed action against so-called barbaric chemical attacks, adding the EU will work with the U.S. to end the Syrian conflict. By the way, our phones are back. So if you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Meanwhile, Turkey also voiced support for the operation. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the operation positive and a concrete step taken against the war crimes of the Assad regime, but said it isn't enough on its own, adding that serious steps are needed for the protection of innocent Syrians.
Didn't innocent Syrians die in this bombing?
Well, that's what the Syrians want you to believe.
Oh, none of them did?
Well, presumably some did, yeah.
There you go. Apparently these weren't steps to protect innocent Syrians. When will people understand peace doesn't come through war? I'm not saying peace doesn't come through greater firepower. Like, you know, you keep a gun, you know, keep a shotgun, a rifle, and a handgun in your house to be able to protect yourself. I got it. You know, you keep them locked so that they don't harm the people in your house, but you don't go to your neighbor's house and shoot them just because you hear yelling.
Indeed. By the way, following the strike, Moscow called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he regards the strike as, quote, an aggression against a sovereign nation, unquote. And according to his spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, he also said Putin believes the strike was carried out, quote, in violation of international law and under an inverted pretext, unquote. Moscow also vowed to take a number of measures to strengthen and improve Syria's air defense system in order to protect vital parts of Syrian infrastructure. So maybe, as you speculated, this may be a proxy war that is brewing, Chris, where Moscow will funnel funds and assist the Syrian government in building up their military strength to fight back against the Americans.
You know what I actually have to wonder is, why is it that, you know, we kind of gave in to Russia as far as Ukraine, and yet we're fighting over in Syria? It just seems like...
You mean the U.S. military? Because I'm not fighting in those places.
I should say that. I'll clarify. Yeah, so why is the U.S. military going into Syria, or at least we're dropping bombs in Syria,
but not Ukraine?
Not Ukraine. When Ukraine actually was, they lost territory, and weren't there some agreements with Ukraine as opposed to? I don't think there's any. Like, I mean,
I don't know. That's a good question.
With Syria,
Is because the Russians are actually in Ukraine in large numbers. You know,
maybe
they don't want to start a war directly with
Russia.
They've
got warplanes right in Syria.
And I mean, but that's like that's a deliberate overstepping as far as Russia's part, I would think, as opposed to this, which is not overstepping. It's a proxy war.
The missile strike.
But this wasn't supposed to be an attack on Russia necessarily, although they did take down some MiGs.
Well, I think those were Syrian-owned MiGs.
Yeah.
Purchased from Russia.
All right.
The missile strike, which Trump said was in America's national interest in order to prevent the use of chemical weapons, came after a chemical attack took place in Idlib, Syria, earlier this week. The U.S. operation took place before any investigations were concluded about those chemical attacks. Up to 86 people, including 26 children, are alleged to have been killed in that chemical attack, with images showing civilians choking and fainting and some foaming at the mouths. Washington has accused the Syrian government of being behind the barbaric attack.
It doesn't make much sense that they would be. I mean, supposedly there was peace talks going to be going on, like, right now. And Assad was basically in charge. It was claimed that he didn't have chemical weapons. That part seems sort of irrelevant. Certainly he could get some if he really wanted to.
But
it doesn't make much sense that he would use them.
The Russian Ministry of Defense, they say that they've confirmed the chemical release was the result of the Syrian army destroying a rebel warehouse where chemical weapons were being produced and stockpiled before being shipped to Iraq. The ministry called that information, quote, fully objective and verified, unquote. So in that case, they're saying it was basically an accident that they struck this weapons stockpile of the rebels, and then that had the fallout effect of hurting innocent people.
It would be very unfortunate. I mean, I can see how it sounds like a legitimate mistake of a government.
But it's also seemed convenient, too.
The Syrian army completely has completely denied deploying chemical or toxic material, stating that they have not used, nor will they use, any materials in the past or the future in any place or time. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. Bitcoin.com has recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. You can learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue, Ian, Chris, and Mark in the studio tonight, let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Then we'll give you some hypocrisy from the Republicans who used to be against war with Syria back when it was Obama's war with Syria. Who are now in favor of it. Let's go first, though, to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
I really like to talk about Rachel Dolezal style, okay, because, she has a book now. She has a book now. She very well know. But prior to him putting out a book, Dr. David Duke, that's right, Dr. David Duke. Whom
he's a doctor?
That's what he calls himself nowadays, by the way, on his website.
I want you to call me Dr. Mark.
Dr. Mark, though. Hello, Dr. Mark, and good evening to you. You know, he has a book back in the days, and he signed me an autographed copy of that. No, I am not a racist for, you know...
Anybody that has an autographed David Duke book, there's probably a good chance that they might be a racist. Just saying.
Here we go with the hyperbole, here we go with the hype, and here we go with the hypothesis.
Why did you bring up his book? What's the point? What's the relevance?
The name of the book is My Awakening, by the way. You can look it up. Okay? And it gives you an idea. How did the man get to be a racist? What does he had against black? Well, he had really nothing personal against black. He just took things or believed that they are different from white people. And he evolved from being that to being an anti-Semite. That's the part of
that's an evolution.
I don't like the anti-Semitism of the man. I have no hatred for either black or Jews. None. That being said, then we go on to the car.
Are you in a wind tunnel?
It's windy in New Jersey, by the way. Okay. And that's why you would say...
Chris, don't you miss New Jersey?
Okay.
No. Not so much.
Okay. Then we come into this character, Archie Bunker. Now, you know who Archie Bunker is, correct?
Archie Bunker.
He's the old... I can't remember what the actor's name was. Yeah, he was the show, All in the Family.
I've never seen it.
I believe, sir, is that the name of the person who portrayed the character Archie Bunker on television?
Who was it?
Carol O'Connor.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. That being said, you know, Carol O'Connor in real life is not a racist. Okay?
That's correct.
He is a liberal white person out of Queens, New York. He's actually from Queens, New York.
Right. Just because somebody is an actor doesn't make them a racist. So what? What's the point?
He portrayed one on television to stop.
So did Edward, what's his name in the American...
My point here is this. You hype me. Not only hyped me, but you—it really ruined me. Okay, really ruined me.
I've ruined you.
At the King's Center, I have brothers and sisters who work there. I know those people.
The where?
Okay? The King's Center in Atlanta, Georgia. King's Center.
King's Center.
King's Center. King's Center. Right. The Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
You ruined me. And I have to explain myself. I'm condemning the animalistic elements.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855. Couldn't take the wind anymore. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Ralph apparently has been ruined in Atlanta, Georgia.
At the King Center. In September 2005, Duke received a Ph.D. in history from the Ukrainian private university, Interregional Academy of Personal Management, an institution that has been described by the Anti-Defamation League as a university of hate. Duke's doctoral thesis was called Zionism as form of ethnic super racism.
So he's a doctor of hate.
Yeah, however, the PhD program was not accredited by Higher Commission of Ukraine and is not accredited by the state's body successor. So I think it's fair to, you know, if he claims to be a doctor here, that anybody can claim to be, you know, I mean, if I don't know, any organization can claim to be a university if it's not accredited. You know, I don't know, Free Talk Lives University, you're all doctors. Bling!
I think I'm going to start going by Dr. Chris.
Right, why not?
Start calling me Dr. Chris, huh?
I'm going to get my crown out of the side here, and you can all call me King Mark.
Well, remember when we started doing Free Talk Live, we were on a station in Sarasota, Florida, called Real Radio, which was syndicated other shows from Florida on these other Real Radio FM talk stations, and one of them was called The Love Doctors. And every now and then somebody would ask them, you know, why are you called The Love Doctors? And they said that they'd gone to, I think it was like the Bahamas or Jamaica, some island nation on basically a vacation or remote broadcast, and they were offered doctorates of love by the hotel that they were staying at or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, they accepted the honorary doctorates of love, and ever since then, they referred to themselves on the air as the Love Doctors. So, I guess David Duke is the opposite of that. He is a hate doctor. let's go to James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
If only the Obama administration had ordered the Assad crime families, Russian Today Stooges, MiGs taken out years ago. God only knows how many innocent human beings would still be alive today. So, yeah, war is the answer.
War is the answer.
And if...
Is that what Jesus would have said?
Sometimes it is. Yeah. He supports war against evildoers, Minister Bernard.
Where did Jesus go to war?
If I may say, Minister Bernard, if only people would realize how self-righteous and pathological liars you and Mark Edgington are, the world would be a better place. Because you don't give a rat's ass about people, governments murdering people throughout the world, as they're doing right now.
Yeah, I definitely do. That's one of the reasons why I'm on the air.
They're never going to stop murdering people until we do something about it. And yes,
so murder is the answer to murder, is what you're saying?
It's not murder to drop bombs and guys that fly MiGs that drop bombs on innocent people. That isn't
It's not murder when the government does it.
No, it's not murder when you kill murderers.
How does that bring us peace?
When you kill murderers, you're not murdering them, you're killing them, and that's a good thing. They don't belong on our planet, murderers, that is. And so long as you let them murder people, they'll keep doing it. And that's what they were doing with the MiGs.
James, Chris had a question for you. Did you hear that? Chris had a question for you. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't, question. Chris.
How does that bring about peace?
Chris, how does it? If the crime family, the Assad regime, were wiped off the face of the earth, and the people that do their bidding and murder people for a living, fly MiGs and such, that brings peace once they're erased from the face of the earth, Chris.
James, I want to say thank you for staying on topic here tonight. You didn't break your rules, and so we don't have to ban you from the show. So we'll continue here. Thank you for the call, James, in Arizona. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. And, Mark, I want you to tell me about hope.freetalklive.com.
I just did an Edgington post. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can, well, if you go to the SoundCloud page, it's soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to scroll back and grab it real quick. But I interviewed a gentleman who's helping build an orphanage over in Jinja, Uganda. So there's basically three of us operating to build this this orphanage. Now, admittedly, I haven't picked up a hammer to do anything yet, but I am doing the sort of stateside fundraising because I really believe in this project. I have vetted this over the course of 8 months. I'm, 100% sure in my own mind that this is a very legit and above board operation. Right now, what they're trying to do is get a couple thousand dollars put together to be able to pour the foundation, so that they can then lay the 60,000 bricks that they have already made. They begin laying those and building the building. Once they can do that, they can get the roof on, and then the bricks will be safe from deterioration. situation. When they're just sitting on the ground, they're deteriorating, and right now that's the condition they're in. I did get some good news from Nidafuna, the guy who's running the orphanage over there in Uganda. Tomorrow, he's going to get he got a little extra money, and tomorrow he's going to be getting some shoes for the orphans. So they've been going to school without shoes, and some of them had shoes, some of them haven't. He's got about 40 of them there, and if you want to help these orphans, as a handful of people have up to this point, and want to help me build this orphanage in Uganda, please do go to hope.freetalklive.com, and their funding methods are available to you. It's hope.freetalklive.com. For those of you who contacted me about it today, thank you so much. Hope.freetalklive.com.
All right. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Some hypocrisy from the Republicans coming up. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about the idea that our last caller presented. I just didn't want to talk about it with him because it's hard to have a conversation with him. But he brought up the idea that war is the answer. And this is not an uncommon viewpoint. It's a very common kind of statist viewpoint that, well, you can just crush the bad guys. And, of course, that's what the U.S. government has been doing for, this whole war on terror concept, right? Is we're going to go to war so we can have peace. This is the oldest idea in the book, is that you can just escalate and escalate and escalate and kill and kill and kill, and that's going to lead to peace.
Didn't it work in Japan?
You mean killing 100,000 innocent people or whatever the amounts?
They dropped leaflets to warn them they're going to drop the atomic bombs, if that's what you're talking about. But yeah, is not Japan and is not Germany a much safer and more orderly place than it was prior to World War II?
You could argue that they are not at war with the United States now.
Yep, you certainly could. Pretty much every war after that, the United States hasn't either. If that's the case, right, if war is the answer, it's not the starting of the war that's really the answer, it's the completion of it. The United States thoroughly defeated Japan, which is a government, and Germany, which is a government. So the war on terror, which is this big ethereal thing, you can't win, you can't thoroughly defeat the terrorists because they keep on popping up because you keep on creating more of them. To win the conflict in Syria, the United States would have to thoroughly defeat Assad and probably thoroughly defeat Russia. And let's not forget, Russia's a nuclear state. Mm-hmm. So what does thorough defeat of a nuclear state look like? Well,
possibly
the answer
devastation.
Is we don't have any idea what it looks like.
We don't want to know what it looks like.
Right.
Nuclear winter.
I don't want to know what it looks like.
Sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, it sounds really, really bad. So, I'm not going to say that it's not possible to defeat a foreign power, another state, so thoroughly that and then rebuild them. But by the way, the United States doesn't have this kind of money, $20 trillion in debt, and Trump's just throwing out $1.5 million tomahawks like they're prizes from a fair or something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, the United States has $20 trillion in debt. The Afghanistan and Iraq wars together, you could optimistically call that, on the high side, $5 trillion. Does the United States have $5 trillion more to spend?
They can print it out.
On another war?
I don't know about the United States, but I know I don't.
But they can print it out. They can just
that's where the United States is getting their money.
Turn on the printing presses, increment some zeros in the old computer there, and then they have the money.
Honestly, Chris, the United States has been carrying debt since the very beginning. Some people will argue during Andrew Jackson's administration that they paid off the debt, but there were still five figures in debt. Anyway, either way, the very least, you're still paying for the Civil War.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're not going to pay for it. You're only paying the interest on the Civil War.
Sure.
Because they're never going to pay it off. They're just going to keep on going further and further in debt. When Bush came in, the debt was $5
trillion. I don't know.
Hold on. When Obama comes in, it's $10 trillion. When Trump came in, it's $20 trillion. I presume he's going to be at $40 trillion before he's done.
Has anybody suggested actually paying off the debt? Is that, a serious kind of idea? Because it doesn't seem
like... No, they just talk about it.
It's just used as a rhetorical cudgel. It can be... It affects our standing as far, the United States' standing as far as rankings what kind of debt we have and that sort of thing. But it was...
You mean the government has?
The credit rating?
Yeah, I don't
have
the United States.
You said we.
When?
You said the kind of debt we have.
Yeah.
It's not
maybe
my debt.
They have? Okay.
Yeah,
fine. Fine. The United States government has a ranking on as far as what kind of a debtor they are, and the amount of debt they have affects that ranking and how much they have to pay in interest. But they've got the Federal Reserve and the World Reserve currency, so I don't think it could ever truly affect their credit rating. However, Milton Friedman did address the notion of spending into debt, and he said that it was a good idea for the government to create debt because essentially, nobody
obviously doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well,
the only time debt is ever a good idea is if it's constructive and you can pay it back.
Well, no, actually, I don't know. I think if you're actually. If it's an investment,
that's what I'm saying. If it's constructive, if you can build more wealth from it, and successfully pay it off.
Right. Because spending money, buying, luxury goods like televisions for your home,
bad idea.
That's not going to make you money.
Correct.
Right? If I invest in a business and I know that business is going to double, then all of a sudden I can pay the debt back and I have the business, which is then going to bring in more money.
Yes. Constructive. I believe the term is constructive debt for that. I could be wrong.
And so it makes sense to have debt. But in the case of the United States, is the United States bringing in money or is it, spending money, and we can never pay it off?
Right. In the case of the United States, they knew they would never be able to pay it off. The whole system is a debt-based system.
Right.
Every dollar that exists, you go ahead, get your dollar out of your wallet and look at it. Federal Reserve note. A note is a debt instrument. It is a evidence of a dollar's worth of debt. If the debt were to ever be paid off, this is a crazy idea, but it's the truth as I understand it. If the debt were to ever actually be paid off, all the dollars would have to be called back. There would be no more dollars because they're all evidence of the debt of the United States, which, again, wouldn't be the end of the world if there were no more dollars and we'd have Bitcoin. We'd have other market-based money options that would rise to replace it. But they have no plan to pay it off.
Hmm.
There is no possible plan to do that because they could never. I mean, the only way they could do it is if they, somehow inflated the currency so fast to pay it off that it would be insane hyperinflation.
I remember a conversation way, way back in the 90s in school, and it was something like $10,000 for every man, woman, and child.
You mean the calculation of the
how much we each would owe?
Yeah, and it's much more than that now, right?
I can only imagine what it is now.
The U.S. Debt Clock U.S. Debt Clock.org will give you the answer to that. We're at $19.8 trillion
per person.
No,
it can't be per person.
No, $19.8 trillion is what the national debt is.
It's, I said per person before, or the trillion part, sorry.
$61,152 per person, $165,000 for per taxpayer, because there's a whole lot of people who ain't paying taxes.
Yeah. 855-450 free. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want in these remaining moments. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we're going to talk a little bit of tech here in a moment. And speaking of tech, Chris is with us from thinkpenguin.com. And that is where you can go to get some cool technology like laptops and routers that are very privacy centric, isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah, VPN privacy friendly, absolutely.
And what's going on over at Think Penguin this week? Is there anything that is worth talking about, like fresh, anything new? You guys working on something behind the scenes?
We're getting some new laptops in.
Okay.
We have an i3 model.
That's the processor from...
It's Intel i3.
Intel. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't Intel like... Isn't there a backdoor in Intel?
Yes. Yes. Which is the whole reason that we basically have sponsored a development of a non-Intel-based design and standard, actually.
Is that the EOMA 68?
Yeah, and that's EOMA 68. And basically, EOMA 68 is basically going to enable us to design and manufacture devices, all sorts of different types of devices, based around a modular computing card. And what that'll do is it'll actually remove those backdoors. Well, it won't remove them because we won't be using Intel anymore. But
right. It's a different processor manufacturer from China.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And and the humorous thing about that is it's actually Chinese designed. So but the difference between the Chinese and US
and the code's
designed,
embedded.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We actually have the source code for all the components in the Chinese. We can use different processors from different, you know, designed in different countries.
But, it's ironic that Chinese processors would be more secure
than
the American companies.
Humorously, we actually know how China's backdooring their own homegrown laptop. Well, they have basically one homegrown laptop design, at least one that I'm aware of, and that uses the same CPU, and we know how they basically backdoored their system, and it wasn't through the CPU, basically. It was through a keyboard controller firmware plus an OS driver. We accidentally undermined their back door.
Really?
I don't know if I ever talked about that on air, but
we did talk a lot about EOMA 68 when you guys were doing the fundraiser, which you did successfully reach your goal.
Right. Yes.
And where's the project sit right now?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it basically is it's about 2 months behind, but as far as crowdfunding campaigns go, that's not. You know, that was a risk, and it's...
As far as technology goes, I mean,
basically,
done when it's ready, right?
Yeah, kind of. So we actually had a finished design over the summer, but we had to wait to actually manufacture until after the holiday period, because during the run-up to the holiday, basically...
Christmas, right?
Yeah, run up to Christmas, right.
Yeah.
Every major company is having hardware manufactured, well, from them. So if 100,000 units is a small quantity, well, a million units, you know, plus probably, you know, during the holiday is going to get the factories to manufacture for them.
Sure. Priority.
Right. So we waited until afterward. But unfortunately, this project has been going on for many, many years now. And as anything, technology, stuff gets discontinued. So if you put in a certain type of port or something, and the pieces aren't being manufactured anymore, well, you got to change stuff out. So we have to do another prototype to make a minor change, manufacture it, test it, make sure it's going to work before we go and manufacture the 1,000 or so units, to actually ship them. And that's what the 2-month delay or so is for the card.
So what's the next deadline or ETA on?
I think it was late April, early March. It was supposed to be shipping, and so it's 2 months.
So that would be the people who backed the fundraiser campaign will actually get their stuff before the summertime, basically. Somewhere around there.
That's about right.
Cool.
It's 2 months. If you're on the EOMA 68 mailing list, you would have gotten an update for it. A lot of this was put in the risk. You know, if you actually read the crowdfunding page, this is one of the risks.
Yeah, it could take a little longer than you thought.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Cool. So I'm sure you'll be updating us on that as time goes on. We're going to go to, by the way, check out thinkpenguin.com for all your privacy-oriented computing needs as we go to Tom in Baltimore. He's on the line. Tom, go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I wanted to make a quick comment before I hang up about the money system. By the way, you can't pay off the debt even if you gave all the dollars back. Because they're debt instruments, the system is designed so that you're always in debt. So there's never enough dollars out there that could satisfy the actual debt. You know, and we haven't had honest money. In fact, they're counterfeit, the SDR. I'll just go ahead and make my point right now about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honest money... You know, an actual dollar, by law, is still a silver coin, no less than 371 and a quarter. That's 371 grains, 0.25. And that's law. And that's honest money. And, you know, I think it was Warren Buffett's father who said that every paper money system in history, I think he was a congressman, Howard Buffett, every paper money system in history has wound up with collapse and economic chaos. And if human liberty is to survive, we must battle to restore honest money. Now, I want to vote real quick. James.
No, before you go on, I that is an absolutely true statement. I mean, all the government currencies fail.
How do you pay off debt with debt?
Well, they either haven't failed or they have failed, right? So the British, the pound sterling, has gone on for something like 140 years or
that's
something.
That's true. They managed
it's a long
to
period of time. That doesn't mean that it will not fail in the future, but one could equally say that every government has failed.
Yeah, that's true.
Except the ones that haven't yet.
And they make no bones about it. The Federal Reserve Bank will honestly tell you, listen, it's an elastic money system. In other words, like a puppet, they can bend it. It's like bending the rules, and we're not the ones who have control over that. That should tell you something right there.
Well, that's why, you know, you want to talk about honest money. That's why cryptocurrency is such a world changer. I mean, it's such a game changer.
That's a long conversation. I got some issues with that, but that's for another time.
Well, that's okay.
I want to vote James. I want to keep him. I think, especially tonight, he was kind of back to his old self. It'd be nice if you could bring two callers on at the same time so other callers could
question
them. Not argue with them, but, you know, just have a conversation. I'd like to vote thumbs down to Sarah. I think she might be playing games. I thought the little story, like, maybe she has some real concerns, but I think she might be playing with you guys.
I don't know, man. See, that's the thing with callers is you never really know for sure who's legit.
I mean, honestly,
and who's putting you on.
She repeats verbatim to the point where I have to actually listen and wonder, is this a repeat show? That's how closely her comments resemble the comments she made the week before, the week before that, the week before that. She doesn't answer questions. You know, I'm wondering if it's a big joke. On all of us, really, because
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Sarah's real, man. I think she really is. You know, on welfare, doesn't use the internet, and gets all her information from NPR. I mean, I think that I buy it.
And
she changes it up, by the way. She usually does come back around to red light cameras or speeding cameras at some point. But she actually has called about a variety of different topics.
Once in a while, she'll make a decent comment. But let me leave you with this. I think you've really given Ralph a bad rap. I really do not believe he's a racist. He's got strong views. I told you, I've listened to him on other talk radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets wrapped up. But you guys have a way of getting people wound up like James. And I think Ralph, he wants to get that point across. But honestly, I think he just has a thing against bad behavior. And there's a lot of it, you know, in every race.
He always talks about black people.
Well, he's never mentioned bad Filipino behavior.
Right.
Well, I think it's what his particular environment, what he's experiencing. I don't think he particularly has a problem with any particular race. And in fact, I did like 20 minutes with, I think it was, you guys weren't there. It was like a year ago. I'm still trying to find this show. I'd like Ralph to listen to it and tell me, did I get him right? I know what he means by white guilty, by the way. And again, we're running up to the end of the hour, but I'll call you back.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is such a thing as white guilt, but to accuse all of us of being white guilty because we don't.
A specific definition of it, and I know exactly what he's talking about, and I explained it in that show. It's not an insult to you guys.
Yes, it is.
No, he's telling you, he realizes that he senses by your words that you have a sense of that, and he's basically telling you don't feel guilty about it. That's what he's saying.
But that's the thing. We've explained to him that we're not white guilty because we didn't do anything to enslave anybody, and we don't feel guilty because of that. I don't feel any kind of responsibility.
It's a subconscious thing.
No, I don't feel any kind of responsibility for what horrors have been committed by other human beings. It's terrible, and I want the world to, you know, get better and move towards more peace.
Right, but he's talking about the sensitivity that you have around not offending people, so you take extra steps. And there's nothing wrong with that, but he's saying basically, that to him, that's... Like, why should you take extra steps?
Tom, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.